Welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 49 for July 15th, 2006. Coming up in a few minutes, it's back to school time, but you've probably never been to a school like this.
That first time I nosed the whiskey right out of that cask, I could not believe it.
That's Jeff Topping of Wild Scotsman, the headmaster of the Wild Scotsman Whiskey School. He'll have two sessions at Blaidnock Distillery in the Lowlands this October. More on that in a few minutes, but first, let's look at the news. The results of this year's International Spirits Competition are in, and 41 Scotch whiskies won gold medals. The Balvenie led the way with 6 golds, including one for the Balvenie Newwood Expression released this spring. Other gold medal winners of note, the Famous Grouse Scottish Oak Limited Edition, Ardbeg's Lord of the Isles, and the new Bunahavan 25-year-old. 4 Japanese whiskies also won gold medals, Suntory's Hibiki 21 and 30-year-old expressions, and the 18-year-old Hakushu, along with Nika's 21-year-old Takasuru Pure Malt. 3 bourbons won silver medals, all from Brown-Forman, Woodford Reserve, Old Forester 100 Proof, and Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. And while we're talking about Old Forester, the 100 Proof edition has a new look. It's now being called Old Forester Signature in honor of Brown-Forman founder George Garvin Brown. Master distiller Chris Morris says Brown changed the bourbon business forever back in 1870.
It is a fact that he was the first distiller to bottle his from the source, from the distillery, whereas all the other distillers were selling oak by barrel, and that led to, not that they weren't doing a good job, but that to the possibility of it being rectified or being altered further on down the supply chain. And because it's easy to open a barrel and it's easy to put a plug of tobacco in a barrel or a pint of turpentine or whatever you wanted to do to possibly extend your stocks. And he heard complaints about that, so he knew the only way to stop that, make sure that the quality was in the product, was in the hands of the consumer, was to put it in the bottle. So he was the first, once again, to bottle, cork it, and put a paper seal across the top of the bottle. And he put his name on every bottle, and it was his handwritten guarantee. And it was one of the first guarantees in the industry.
The new bottles will start appearing on store shelves this month. For many whiskey lovers, whiskey and water don't mix unless you're on the Classic Malts Cruise. The 13th annual cruise leaves from Oban this weekend for a 2-week trip around the Scottish coast. It's sponsored by Diageo's Classic Malts, and spokesman Pat Roberts tells us 80 yachts are taking part in this year's cruise.
People don't have to go for the full 2 weeks, but many do. Diageo takes a few, it's about 3 yachts, and takes corporate guests and journalists and other lucky people. And that is divided up into 3 separate programs. But the cruise itself is just ongoing. It starts in Oban, and then it sails straight up to Talisco in Skye, which is, it stops off at Isla, but it, for the most part, it just sails north, and that takes about 5 days. It's quite a long, hard sail sometimes. So then there's a great ceilidh, or Scottish party, at Talisker. And then it comes slowly back to Oban again, and then sets off for a longish tour around Isla, where, as you may know, there are 3 installations of which Diageo has. Two distilleries, Lagavulin and Killeela, and also the maltings at Port Ellen. So it is the Great Whiskey Island. There are many other distilleries there, of course. So it spends 2 or 3 days at on Isla, and formally ends on Isla in 2 weeks' time.
If you're interested in signing up for next year's cruise, there's a link to the website at whiskeycast.com. And while the debate between India and Scotland over whiskey import taxes rages on, it seems some Air India crew members have expressed their preference for Scotch over the local product. 14 crew members are facing disciplinary action and possible criminal charges for stealing 29 bottles of top-shelf Scotch off of an Air India flight back in April. Now, it wasn't just any Air India flight, but one carrying India's Prime Minister on a state visit to Germany. And the broken seals on the liquor cabinet sent off a security alert. Security agents searched the plane for a bomb and found the booze in the crew's bags. Here's hoping your travels go better, especially if you're planning to attend any of the events on our calendar. Whiskey Fringe 2006 takes place August 12th and 13th in Edinburgh, and Whiskey Live Glasgow is scheduled for the weekend of September 8th and 9th. The French version of Whiskey Live takes place on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of September in Paris. That's the same weekend as the Kentucky Bourbon Festival in Bardstown and the Loch Lomond Food and Drink Festival in Scotland. You'll find a complete calendar of events at the WhiskeyCast website. July may not be the time many of us are thinking about heading back to school, but when the curriculum focuses on whiskey, well, that's another thing. Blatnock Distillery in Wigtown has been offering whiskey schools for several years now, and this October it'll play host to the first Wild Scotsman Whiskey School. Jeff Topping is the headmaster.
John McDougall and myself are, I think, the first independent bottlers ever to have a Scotch distillation school, and we're having two schools in October at the Blatnock Distillery in Scotland. And as most people know, Blatnock is the southerlymost distillery in Scotland. It's the most lowland of the lowlands. We're really fortunate. Raymond Armstrong, who's the owner of the distillery, allowing John and I to basically teach people about Scotch malt whiskey at his distillery.
As we heard back in April on WhiskeyCast, Jeff got his start in the whiskey business after attending one of Raymond Armstrong's schools back in 2002.
My family is from Scotland. I still have cousins living in Glasgow, but the main part of my family has been in the United States since the 1880s. I'm third generation. And so I kind of went to Scotland as a, you know, kind of a searching my family roots type of thing. Meet cousins and stuff I've never met before, but also mainly to go down to Blatnock to learn how to distill Scotch malt whiskey. And it was at this distillery that, as a consumer of Scotch malt whiskey, as an American, a drinker of Scotch malt whiskey, I learned more about Scotch, the history of Scotland, history of Scotch, and the people behind the business in those short few days. We're talking starting a Thursday and a Sunday. In a short few days, I learned more about Scotch malt whiskey than most enthusiasts could probably learn in a decade.
With just 14 students in each class, it'll be an intensive 3 days.
We have a very low student to teacher ratio. We're talking about myself, John McDougall, who is probably, I have not met any man in industry who has more experience than John McDougall in Scotch malt whiskey. The only man alive to distill in every single region of Scotland, 44 plus year career. I think anybody coming to school, even, absorbing anything this man has to say about Scotch whiskey is a treat. Obviously, the owner of this story, Raymond Armstrong, I don't think many people on their travels to Scotland, no matter what club or organization they go to, I don't think many people ever get to really ever meet the true owner of a distillery. And Raymond will be there side by side with the students and telling them about his experience of Scotch whiskey and how it changed his life. And obviously, you can never forget the man who actually makes the magic happen, John Harries, the stillman. They'll be able to watch and follow John run up and down a few flights of ladders and stairs as he cranks this distillery, which is very low-tech. I'm very pleased to say this is a low-tech distillery. But people are actually seeing Scotch being made not by a computer and push buttons, but by, you know, physical labor.
It won't just be the teachers doing the work. This is a hands-on classroom.
Friday at 8 a.m., we get right into it. We get the boiler turned on and up to steam and get the water hot for mashing, start cleaning out the washbacks. And what's exciting about this is that the students actually get to do the work. And as Raymond has said before, he said it's amazing how tourists would love to will pay money to come and work. But I think for people who either want to learn about Scotch malt whiskey and people who actually maybe have aspirations of doing their own distilling even, or people who just are just curious. I mean, I think this is a great experience for them to come and learn.
The school costs $700, plus your costs for traveling to Wigtown and your lodging.
It's fairly inexpensive for the bed and breakfast, and they provide them a good breakfast in the morning, good Scottish breakfast. Love that black pudding. And for those who haven't been there, you know, they're going to have to deal with it. But, you know, and that's the other thing. You absorb the culture. I mean, so many people, especially Americans, travel overseas, and they want to stay in the Radisson and the Marriott and the Hyatt. No, you're staying at, you know, the bed and breakfast in Bar Hill, in Wigtown, in Blaadnock, and you're going to have to co-mingle with the natives. We provide lunch on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have a nice dinner on Saturday night. We leave the dinner open on Friday night because, believe it or not, even from my experience, that first full day of doing, you know, climbing the washbacks and cleaning things and smelling the whiskey everywhere, the only thing people want to do at night on Friday is have a liquid lunch. And so we usually leave that up. You know, if you want to eat some food at the Blaadnock Inn, you're more than happy to, but most people tend to sit around with the locals and slug back a few pints and listen to some local stories.
There's more information about the school at the Wild Scotsman website. You'll find a link at whiskeycast.com.
I tell you what, if anybody hears this and you know, they can contact me, they can contact me either through the email from the site or and I'll send them like a little packet of information beyond what they see on the website. And but if anybody signs up to the school and they preference that they heard it on your program, I'll toss in a Wild Scotsman Glencairn whiskey glass and a T-shirt for them.
And that's all for this episode of Whiskey Cast. Remember, if you like what you hear, please tell your friends and consider leaving comments on the Whiskey Cast page in the iTunes Music Store or your favorite podcast directory. Also, I'd like to thank those of you who took the time to nominate Whiskey Cast for this year's 2006 Podcast Awards in the category of Best Food and Drink Podcast. The nomination period is over now, and if Whiskey Cast makes the final cut, I'll let you know when and where to cast your votes online. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.